More with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people over at JulieLand.com. Today, as always, I am joined by the man himself, Mr. Richard Avery.
Yo.
How are you doing today, Dick?
Is that a good impersonation?
Of?
Aaron Paul from the Microsoft commercial when he says, I've been really busy. Yo.
No.
Okay.
I didn't know if you were going with Rocky, if you're going Ed McMahon. I wasn't quite sure where you were going there.
Rocky would be Adrian. Cut me.
So, have you updated any of the social media sites lately?
No, I haven't actually. I try to avoid that shit all the time. That's the intern's job.
So they haven't touched Twitter.
I have no time for that shit.
Instagram.
Nope.
MySpace.
Nope.
Facebook.
Nope.
Well, you know, I don't know. When did we record that episode? A couple weeks ago?
Yeah, totally.
We had Tim Woodman on, and he brought up this website that, from what I understand, is some sort of social media site. And it was at the very end of the show, and I had no clue what he was talking about, and you called me an idiot for not knowing. So today, we have brought back in Mr. Tim Woodman to explain what FetLife.com is.
I was remiss last time in that I didn't do my normal introduction. I need you to go dun dun da, or else I can't start talking.
Dun dun dun. We have to do like maybe the jazz music. Dun 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 dun. Dun, dun.
Now, okay, so you know, I have various social media things, mm-hmm. and Mr. Avery said that I'm an idiot for not knowing what this site is. What is, and this is not actually a plug for or just an advertisement for, this is just a topic. What is FetLife.com?
FetLife.com, very briefly, is Facebook for kinky people.
So my parents are on there.
Could well be.
And they want to be
there
my friend.
Go there at your own risk. You're going to find out who else is kinky in your life, for sure.
I found out my aunt is really into kinkies. No, wait. So is it
my
just...
kid is on there. I got to be very careful about that.
Now, is it just kinky or is it everything?
Well, remember that kinky is everything. Vanilla is a kink, for that matter.
Sure.
Everything is kinky to somebody. It's all on there.
So
anything you could fetishize.
So there. Like putting cat food on your toes and having your cat lick it off, that's kinky?
Totally on there. Yep.
I'm kinky.
You sure are.
I'm slightly creeped out by what you just said. Okay, so then
let it wash over.
There was a period of time when I was single and I decided to be creative and I went on Adult Friend Finder and I actually created an account. What's the difference between something like this, which seemed to be more of a dating type hookup site, versus this, which
this
is a
community? It's a lot like Facebook except themed, and you create an account and you can be as disclosing or as anonymous as you want.
Mm-hmm.
You can say the kinds of fetishes you're into or not. You mm-hmm. can say where you live or not, and you can search it for events in your area of any kind, whether they're fetish spanking parties or whether they're gay leather daddy parties or whatever
it's
it
like,
might be. Sewing circles.
Ooh, quilting circles. That's me right there.
Like be like
jerking off old
subs
ladies.
Looking for doms. Dom looking for subs.
There certainly is a personal part of it where you can state what you're looking for, and people can search for if that's them or not. But that's a small percentage of what it's really about. Mostly it's community. So you can find, there are chat groups, of course, on every subject under the sun, and resources galore. Although, like the internet in general, the signal to noise ratio is kind of high, and
an awful
lot of it's self-important crap. But there are good resources there. You can find experts in any field. You can find where near you to learn anything. I teach a recurring bondage class here in LA, and you find it through FetLife. If you're into bondage and want to learn how to do it, you go there and you'll find me.
You should do that.
I should do this.
You should take a class.
Everything from, this is a piece of rope and it's made out of hemp versus cotton versus nylon, all the way through to you're hanging people off the ground.
You should take this class.
I should take this class.
You should videotape it.
Yeah.
I think you can get Alex and tie her up and beat the shit out of her, which I'll help.
Yes.
That'd be fun.
It's so nice not having her here today.
I know.
I mean, I love her. She's my girlfriend.
That's what you always say since she doesn't listen to the shows. You always say this other shit.
Okay, that is. I think that's the most extreme torture I put her through is just putting on the show.
Exactly.
I wanted her to listen to the episode where we interviewed you,
yeah.
where I interviewed you.
Yeah.
She won't. She says she said fuck Dick Avery.
I believe.
And I said she just wants to fuck Dick. Okay, so let's go with in real life. I mean, I am the average Mo, but I'm not. I am the most vanilla person. I swear. I mean, I'm into...
How much you
no,
want to
let's
bet?
Go with...
How much you want to bet? I can finance my gas tank home.
No, hold on. Yeah. No, let's go with... Okay, and Alex will be... Alex will definitely, I'm sure, have some sort of...
You're not vanilla.
I'm not. I actually have a very dark side. There's the darker side
of me. But you're also a total perv.
Oh, no. I'm a total perv.
You work on sets and you're trying to get girls naked all the time. Show me your tits. Hey, baby.
But I don't put it out there as like out in my real life. And like sex at home, there isn't... as we joke around on the show, it's not some sort of huge affair. It's sex. It's like...
Well, be reminded that for a lot of us, no matter how many props and wardrobe you might like to bring in, a lot of us sex at home is just sex, except what's going on in your head.
Sure.
I very often violate my girlfriend in horrible ways in my head while we're having what might look like vanilla sex.
We're cuddling.
I'm thinking of my grandma.
Like, it's like all she has to do is let out one soft whimper and we're in a rape fantasy that nobody saw coming. She knows it too. She'll get that. She wants me to be rough or she'll go, and I'll just cry. And it's just like a kickstart.
I'm just thinking about grandma and dead puppies so I can last the extra 30 seconds.
You get old enough, it's not about lasting. It's about finishing.
It's now puppies it's like, and men.
I got too much stamina and I... just want this to be
puppies and nuns.
Puppies and nuns. No. Grandma turns me off.
No, but the point being that everything is a fetish to somebody.
Sure.
And nobody is vanilla. We have a saying in the fetish community, if you do it and I do it, it's normal. If you do it and I don't, it's kinky. If neither of us does it, it's perverted.
Oh, I like that.
Nice. That's very good. I like that. That could be on a TV show.
How long has FetLife been around?
Late 90s. And do you maybe mid 90s.
Who started it?
There's this guy, and I forget his handle now, but almost everybody, you friend him automatically when you join the site.
He's like Tom.
This dude out of Chicago that just wanted to create a local community phenomenon, and boom, it exploded, and it's worldwide, and literally worldwide.
Oh, wait, did you said San Francisco, or did that just pop into my head?
That just popped in your head.
Wow, it's amazing how sometimes the internal voice, because I just pictured...
Chicago.
For some reason, I heard San Francisco, because that's what I imagined.
Because I've talked to girls and doms and stuff like that, and people who live in the lifestyle, is because I do know friends that are in that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's into that stuff.
Yeah, on FetLife, and they tell me stories and the parties and... And because especially when you don't realize you're in some small town in middle America or some small town in some country, you might find next thing you know, your neighbors and friends are into this stuff.
Spanking each other and pulling each other's hair.
Exactly.
And that's, it's funny though, because everybody thinks the moment you say kinky or fetishy, if it's something they don't do, they start to think of the most darkest, craziest, extreme example of that in their head.
Sure.
And they think you're a freak. And I'll turn it right back around and say, you do 9/10 of what I do. You just don't call it kinky. And it cracks me up on set too. I'll be at a porn shoot and I'll say, I do bondage and fetish stuff. And the girl I'm working with will be like, oh, I don't do that. I don't do the freaky, rough, weird stuff. I'm like, I saw footage of you yesterday getting triple penetrated while a dude had his foot on your head and somebody was peeing on you. And you don't do the rough, weird stuff?
Yeah.
But like, that's the other thing too.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who was that girl? I need to find her.
It's like same thing. It's the same thing I get when I laugh when girls, some girl says to, I'm into kinky. I go, well,
what's that to you?
Exactly. Your idea of kinky and my idea of kinky are two different things.
Exactly.
It's like your idea of fetish or like it's everybody has their own different idea. And it's like, and so explain what you're like, I'm not into rough sex. Well, what is rough?
What does that mean to you? Yeah.
What is rough? Like, and they're like, oh, well, I'm not into this. And that sounds pretty rough to me. And I'm like, you are into rough sex. Oh, really? And then they.
I had a good friend who actually used FetLife to find this out about himself because he thought he was vanilla. And didn't think, he thought the fetishy, freaky people were weirdos. And somebody kind of gave him a list from FetLife. Well, here's a whole bunch of fetishes. And he's like, oh, I do that, I do that, I do that. Mm. I do more than half the thing. I guess I'm one of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He had no idea, And it's like, if it's normal to you, you wouldn't think of yourself as a freak.
Well, and that was actually my next question was, if I went on there, if I became a, I don't know if it's, a, is it a membership site?
No, it's free.
Okay, so
you can do like a contribution.
Nobody does that. They're run on fumes.
Some people do.
But no, I mean, I could go on there and go, oh, wait a second. I'm actually into some weirder stuff. I'm so sure I'm going to hear that. I'm glad she doesn't listen to the show. But Alex is going to, she would probably come out and say, I like belly buttons.
It's a fetish.
I will play with her belly button. Like, I'll sit there and finger fuck her belly button.
Fetish.
But you're also
and it's fun.
Yeah, but you... still haven't told her about the whole fact that you like gerbils in your butt. So when that comes out,
that's more a second date
conversation.
Yeah, I don't, the whole thing up the dudes putting things up their butt. I'm totally hey, go for it. I, it there is nothing about that that I go, hey, you know what I want to do? I want to put something up. And it could be the most magical, amazing experience. Don't want to do it. You know what else I don't want to have in me? The urethra fucking vibrator thing. Yeah. I remember going to a convention and there was this really hot chick and she was all dressed in like latex and stuff like that. And she's waving this little teeny look like Harry Potter looking wand thing. And I was like,
it goes
I was
in
like,
the pee hole.
Yeah. And she goes, oh, it's a urethral vibrator. And I was like, excuse me? And she basically said that. It goes in your pee hole. I was like,
no, it doesn't.
No. I can't imagine the shocked look that was on my face.
This is really important. Not into it. And FetLife will teach you this faster than anything else. Any self-defining phrase you use, you have to add 3 magic words at the end. Mm-hmm. At this time.
Oh,
thank you. I am not into bondage at this time. It's like, yeah. 10 years ago, these were not your answers. 10 years from now, they will not.
30 years ago, I used to always say the same thing, but not those 3 words. I used to always say, not right now. It's like... When I was little, my brother used to always make me listen to Jimi Hendrix, and I used to go, I hate Jimi Hendrix. And then I was like, I learned that, you know, I don't like Jimi Hendrix right now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I hit 30, started smoking pot. I love Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
And when you were 9 years old, the idea of sticking your tongue in somebody else's mouth was probably not a big turn on. But I bet you feel differently about that now.
Exactly.
That's a valid point.
Yeah.
That's a valid
point. So it's always like, you're right, not right now. I'm not into this.
Open-mindedness is important. Right, non-judgmentality is the only crucial... That and consent are the only crucial elements of the fetish world.
And when it comes into, now, I've been in porn now 7 years, and, you know, I'd watched a lot of things beforehand, and I know you're looking at me as a sweet babe.
You just made me feel old.
Trust me.
He does it to me all the time.
But, you know, I look at it and go, you know, how much I've been exposed to, how much I'm now used to being around, where I can imagine somebody who's brand new would be like, oh, whoa, 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 and freaking out. And
baby
so,
steps.
What was that?
Baby steps.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's what I picture I would be going into this is going, whoa, okay, let's take this a little slow. And then 7 years down the road, be going, oh, hey, I'm into the really, oh, this is really cool. I mean, I may not want to go into full bondage or anything like that. But
first fetish party me and my girlfriend ever went to, she was really like, I got to find out what this is about for me. And so I'm like, all right, I'll go with you. We went to a party. We didn't play. We didn't tie each other up. We didn't tie anybody else up. We didn't beat or be beaten by any. We just watched. We stood in this room and looked at what looked like a normal party with very well-dressed people, and there's this noise in the background the whole time. I'm like, we're home. We are home. Yeah. But even then, I was like, I just tie people up. That's all I'm into. And dummy me, I didn't add those 3 words at this time. Now, fucking, I do things I never would have guessed.
It's the same thing for me. I remember the first time I worked with a dominatrix and shot, and I just remember like going... This is going to be really curious. And luckily, because I ask a million questions and get into all the psychological. Next thing, and I'm like, this is really cool. I remember after the shoot, looking at the pictures, kind of going, yeah, I could get into this.
Yeah.
This is really cool.
By the same token, you don't ever have to put a gerbil up your butt. At this time, could always be the same answer.
There's just no room. He has a squirrel in there already.
Yeah, exactly. Running around.
Tails. Yeah, they're all fuzzy.
Little hamsters on a ball. Okay, so I go on to the site.
FetLife.com.
I decide to, again, we are not sponsored by these people, but we're giving them a nice plug.
Well,
I have no clue. I actually just...
My question to you is on FetLife. Have you ever gone on there and met somebody on FetLife, whether professionally or personally?
I get a lot of fan mail through FetLife. I put some of my professional photos up there, and the lifestylers are there, and they love my work. And so I've made friends, digital, online, kind of Facebook friends with people you've never met, except that they're all kinky.
Huh.
Yeah, that happens.
Have you ever got, like, where's the craziest place you've ever gotten, like, a fan letter from?
Where's the craziest place? I don't get the question.
Prison? Country, city, because I get fan mail from Iran.
Oh, shit, Ukraine, Iran, Australia. Yeah. I'm a lot more popular overseas because the dollar is weak, so the porn's half price outside of the country.
Hold on. I'm just picturing fan mail about S&M, about torture, about all these things coming from, I'm sorry, the Ukraine, Iran.
That's real.
Well, like, I'm just picturing NSA looking through.
Can
going,
I tell you, I get lots of crazy emails for Bobby and on my own stuff, and it's a lot of stuff comes from Iran. And I always think to myself, like, when that country gets overthrown, I always feel like it's going to be like, it's all because of my fault or Bobby's fault. Like, Bobby started this whole revolution. And
the
like,
collapse.
It's like, Bobby, did you not know that you started the revolution on Iran? Iran's weird. They're connected to the internet and, you know, they all weird stuff.
Social media changes the face of the world, that's for sure.
Oh, definitely. Now, have you ever run into anyone you know on there that maybe not... We'll say industry.
All the time.
So industry people or somebody that you know would you wouldn't
industry,
have thought.
A couple industry people. Aiden Starr is on FetLife. Sure. A couple of the real industry people for whom this is also a lifestyle. But it's mostly a lifestyle site.
But is it? But have you ever run into anybody like some old friend, or like, oh my god, I can't believe that person's on here? You ever be like shocked by anybody's on there?
Shocked, no. Surprised, no. But it was a weird moment when my girlfriend's kid came of age and created her own FetLife handle. I'd rather, no offense, I don't want to friend you because I don't want to.
This I'm is glad not for Facebook. You,
but I don't need to see it. And we told her very early on, here's the websites you don't want to go to. Just because you don't need to see that.
And of course, she's going to them right away.
No, because it's got my cock on it.
Oh.
You can look at all the kinky stuff you want. Yeah. And just be aware, here you'll find stuff that will burn your eyeballs because it's me.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, does FetLife have all the problems that, say, Facebook has? Is there Bondageville? Are there the games? Do you have Candy Crush except for
there's
with...
no games there. There's none of that annoying crap. I mean, there's annoying
the
crap,
advertising.
I'm just thinking right now, like, that's a great idea. We should start creating
bondage
versions of these games.
Make your billions that way.
You know, I mean, King, whatever they are, they're going to go public.
It could happen.
But other than that, I mean, the typical Facebook issues they have as well, or
you get obnoxious
media?
People being rude to each other.
Sure.
You get self-important people whose opinions are not validated but are very loud.
Yeah.
And you get people being really mean to each other. Like regular porn fans, they'll see one flaw in a photo and they'll just bash you. And nobody's ego needs that. Just say, that's funny. Gorgeous, except for that roll of fat on your back or whatever. It's like, shut up.
And that's why, like, I always tell people, like, unless if I do any bondage photography, I always make sure that I have somebody knows what they're doing, because I've had people, the pros, look at the photo and go, like, you know, that knot's not completely right, or that
the elitist snobs, they criticize me too, and
you're just like, really, calm down.
And if it's stylistic, that's okay. If you prefer this knot versus that knot and that's your opinion, that's fine. I'll criticize safety. I'll get really pissed off when I see bad bonders that could have hurt somebody.
Sure.
Especially because people see the photo and try to copy it.
Right.
I'll criticize that.
So would you recommend me getting an account on FetLife?
Yeah, you totally should. You'll find all kinds of fun stuff there. You'll probably meet some people that you didn't realize were into this.
And Alex Chance is not going to be pissed at me for this.
She should do one too.
She should.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, we'll have to give this site a chance, FetLife.com. So, Tim, where can we find you? Besides FetLife.com, where can we find you on,
exactly.
on the interwebs?
Whether it's FetLife or Twitter or Tumblr, I'm always pro-villain. And I'm provillain.com also. You can find me there.
Perfect. You are a professional villain, and I appreciate you coming out to
dun, dun, dun.
The Julieland lair.
Dun, dun, dun. Exactly. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun.
Well, my name is Mo Reese. More with Mo.
Where can we find you, Mo?
You can find me. Hold on. Let me finish. You always fuck up my shit, Dick. My name's Mo Reese. You've been listening to More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people choose to call me. You can also check out my blog, theaveragemo.com. Average guy, not so average job. Thanks for listening.